Crisco, Dez, and Ryan.
After Hours.
Oof, not a good day if you're Irish.
Why is that?
Irish men are the undisputed ugliest in the world, according to this dating website. Ugliest. Sorry, Rudy. Ugliest.
That's not nice.
Okay, Colin Farrell and Jamie Dornan would beg to disagree.
Conor McGregor, a lot of people like him.
Yeah.
These are good-looking dudes.
Oh, no.
Not Conor?
He's weird-looking.
I think he's just gotten in too many fights.
He's so wiry and
thing with his arms when he walks through the ring. Yeah. It's super weird.
He is not attractive. I mean, very talented at what he does, but not. I would not say he's a good-looking guy.
He's a bad example. Yeah. I gave one for them.
Don't say it to his face.
No.
You will be knocked out quickly.
Yeah. But, Irish dudes. Not lookers.
Is it just that they're kind of rough around the edges?
Maybe they're just pale and freckly.
Yeah, and maybe have to do with like a lot of the. It's pretty gray over there, is it not?
Yeah.
Like it's always rainy, and it's not the best. I don't know environment, I guess, to harbor good looking dudes. You know.
Oh, so you have to. What is the proper environment?
I don't know, a little bit of vitamin D every now and again. Like I don't know. Not a lot of good looking dudes coming out of Detroit, but a lot coming out of California.
I was just gonna say that. Go to California. That's where they grow them pretty hot.
Right, and they're like blonde and tan. You're right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They get it all. I mean, they grow up living a very different lifestyle, adequate amounts of vitamin D. It doesn't suck to live in California for the most part.
Except for that traffic.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Ugh, right?
You can get over that. Come on.
Yeah, you're hot.
Yeah, who cares?
Well, you guys, just because if we moved there, we wouldn't then be hot.
No, it's too late for us.
No, you have to raise them there. Okay, so I cannot believe that Red Lobster is doing this. It's so upsetting that they've decided to pull the best thing that they have to offer. I hope this comes back to bite them in the rear.
I hope it does too. I mean, are they just trying to mix things up and they went, you know what we're doing?
No, it's a cost-cutting measure. And they think we're spending too much money on unlimited biscuits and we're done. Well, okay, how about you just raise the price of your entree by a buck?
Right.
Yeah. You know, and you'll cover it. How much can this really cost you?
Well, and it's not like things at Red Lobster are not already priced high.
Two biscuits is all you get with an entree. That's it. And you want more, you got to pay for it. Two?
Two biscuits.
They're so little.
And it doesn't make any sense to me. Yeah, they've definitely taken them down in size, too.
Yeah.
And so now they're just like two, and then you... Oh, I'd like a third one. Could I pay $1.50 upcharge for it, please?
For one?
What I love to do is go to Mancini's, get the garlic toast, enjoy, you know, the appetizer, the salad, and whatever, eat your toast.
Yeah.
And then when the steak comes, I go, ooh, if we could do a quick refresh of the bread.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then you take the leftover toast home, make yourself a little steak and eggs with your leftover steak, eggs on some Mancini's toast. Come on,
Ryan. I've done that at Red Lobster and made biscuits and gravy.
Oh, that'd be great.
It's perfect for biscuits and gravy.
What gravy on a cheddar bay biscuit, though?
Well, it's just the country gravy, like the white gravy, the pepper.
That'd be great.
Oh, any kind of biscuit you make, you're going to put on it. I mean, you don't have to add sausage. You can make the pepper gravy without actually adding sausage.
Yeah.
Good turkey sausage.
It's good. I didn't hate it.
Don't take your word for it.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Right now, Rudy is over here just so miserable listening to the three of us.
I've never had a Cheddar Bay biscuit. I have no intentions on ever eating one.
Don't, because you'll want it all the time.
No, you won't. No. Don't even try it, because then you're going to sully it.
They really are great. There's no one who can say they don't like it. I've never met a person who goes, not my favorite. They're awesome.
They're fantastic. Garlic cheese biscuits.
Yeah, they're really good.
Now I'm hungry for this. I'm trying to be healthy.
It's
stop
like the
it.
Chips and salsa of a Mexican restaurant. Have you ever walked in and be like, the chips and salsa? Nah.
Yeah, I you can take that away, please. I don't want those.
Seriously, so smart. Whenever I crave Mexican, it's because I want chips and salsa.
Totally.
Every time.
I know, right?
I'm not like, God, that burrito was so good. I'm like, ooh, chips and salsa and margaritas. This is great.
Is it the Gaffigan joke where he's like, you know what? I'm just going to eat the free bread. You guys just take your entree back. I'm just going to eat all the free food.
Oh, man. And they're just going to take it away now.
No. Screw you, Red Lobster.
Damn it.
Yeah.
I'm mad.
After two.
Yeah, restaurant we never go to anyways.
I haven't been there in so many years.
Exactly.
I have. They're delightful.
So I like to go there for their lunch specials because they have a really good lunch. And how funny. My favorite thing there is the Cajun chicken pasta at Red Lobster.
That's good stuff, though.
Yes. It's a small portion, and it's just really good. I don't know.
I've never met a Cajun chicken pasta I didn't like.
I know. Ain't that the truth? Hello, sister. So the Kobe Bryant never-ending tribute train continues.
Yeah.
My God.
Somebody has now pimped out a Lamborghini. I'm showing Rudy right now. It is an all Kobe Bryant Lamborghini. I'll try to spin it around to you.
It's a, I don't care.
You don't care. Got it. Fantastic.
No.
It's an all Kobe Bryant Lamborghini. Purple all the way through. Stripe of gold down the middle. And now they're trying to sell it for $170,000. Oh. And the thing is they're trying to, they're donating the money to Kobe's charity.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know who might need it? I don't know, the other families who have just kind of been pushed off to the side in this whole thing. Like, doesn't it feel like we're going to raise all this money and give it to... You don't think Kobe himself put money into his own charity?
Yeah.
That he probably had money divvied off to the side of his hundreds of millions of dollars he had, and then they're just going to donate the car.
Well, it's not like they're giving out, like, $50 million. It's, you know, whatever it is. Plus, these families have been pretty well compensated and taken care of. There's life insurance policies that are going to pay out. I know. You're right. Ryan is a little bit on the side of the Kobe Bryant tribute train should probably come to a halt at some point.
It's going to soon.
But I'm really getting tired of everybody going, what about the other families? Yeah, it was a big loss. They're going to be taken care of as well. Everybody's going to be okay in this, all right?
No, they are. Yeah. I just almost didn't hear anything of it on the All-Star weekend. It was they did it, but it was like, blah, blah, blah. Kobe Bryant.
Well, yeah, because they weren't basketball players.
I get it, but I also understand why the family would be like, yeah, okay, they weren't, but did they have to be a basketball player to die to be able to get any recognition?
Also, I don't know. It feels weird because these people weren't like, they weren't vagabonds he pulled off the street and put them in his private helicopter. These were people that came from means. These were people who had money. I mean, you have to at least have some sort of status to be rolling with Kobe Bryant in his private helicopter, correct?
Some of them were coaches, you know.
Three of them were kids, weren't they?
Yeah.
No, I get that, but I'm just saying.
Coaches
like,
from like Bel Air.
Yeah. See, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Here's my question.
Never mind. Screw them. Yeah.
Here's my question, though. Who could possibly die that will get a bigger, never-ending memorial than Kobe Bryant? Who could possibly die that would outdo this? Because we've had former presidents pass away that didn't get this kind of attention.
He already did, Robin Williams.
I don't think it was this extravagant for Robin when he died.
I think it was big. I think Prince was up there for big, too, across the country.
Absolutely.
I'm talking future out.
Yes, yeah,
who
yeah, no.
Who could die that would be... I think the Queen would have to die to supersede Kobe Bryant.
Isn't that crazy to even... Wow, there's something about Kobe where it's like he hit such a big range of people.
Yeah.
And the way he went out.
Yeah.
Also, 100% the way he went out. It was so shocking. It was so...
Okay, who has to go down in the next helicopter?
Oh no.
To get
I don't even
something.
Want to talk about.
Just who's bigger?
Yeah.
Tom Hanks. He's up there.
No. I think that would be a pretty big one. If you lost somebody like Tom Hanks in a freak accident like that.
Oh, imagine if Leo got taken out in like a limo or something, man. Like, we would lose our minds.
Oh, think of all the growing pains memes that would come out from him on that show.
Yeah.
God, you know, because he was in Growing Pains.
I know that.
But I'm saying they went back to Kobe Bryant in high school. Yeah. They're like, check him out when he was 17 playing in a game.
Because who's like the most beloved... Whatever.
I feel like it would have to be somebody that's in a younger age.
Yeah, if Eddie Murphy got taken out, that would be a tough one. Because a lot of guys, like, I know he took some years off, but boy, he started at a young age, and that gravy train was rolling for a long time, and he did some iconic movies.
I think if President Obama went down in a plane, I think that would be a global tragedy.
Yeah.
Whether you like him or not, you know, he is beloved by a lot of people.
Totally.
And I think we would never hear the end of that.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be months. It would be years.
Yeah. Oh, I know one. I know one.
Nope. I'm not even going to listen to this.
No, it's
I know
a
it's
real
ridiculous.
One. No, it's Betty White.
No.
But she's had a good run.
No. She has, but you'd still be sad.
She could die in a skydiving accident and be like, okay, well, listen, you had 89 years on this planet to be beloved.
Yeah,
and
you
were great.
Another one who'd be beloved. Ryan from KS95.
Oh, God. I was trying to find, dang it, where's our theme for that? Oh, man, thank you for being a friend. I can't find it.
Sorry.
I hate this new system.
God, sorry. It's the worst. Stupid.
Man.
Dumb. All right. Well, we'll see what happens.
Cool. Death talk.
Well, I mean, it's always happening. Isn't it amazing?
Yeah.
People are constantly dying, and we're not replacing the people who are dying.
Ooh.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah. No, not at a quick enough rate.
Oh, well, good. There's too many people on the planet.
Oh,
it's so funny. Yeah. That's what a lot of people say, but it's not necessarily true. And at the rate we're not replacing the generation that's going to need people to replace them to take care of them, we're not doing it fast enough.
So for jobs and such?
Well, healthcare.
Yeah.
You know, when this generation becomes elderly and needs someone to look after them and take care of things and work, because remember, we're working to pay into Social Security so the people who are retired get a check.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to need people to pay for us.
Come on, people. You know? Get to making babies.
Yeah. So we need people born now so that when we're retired, we can draw a check and they can wipe our butt for us.
Yeah. Well, let's not forget, when those problems arise, we will be incoherent and on our deathbeds ready to check out anyway. So we'll leave it for the next generation to deal with.
We did our part. We had babies.
Yeah. I've replaced me.
Yeah.
We've asked you to not make babies, though.
Me and Taylor replaced him. Mm-hmm.
Grisco, you're up next.
Yeah, you two get to work.
I keep trying. It doesn't work, Rudy.
Are you sure? Vaughn.
We're doing something wrong.
Yeah.
Jeez. Why is he so svelte?
Oh, my God.
Lord.
Chris Stapleton, are you guys a fan of him?
Yeah. Oh, I love him.
Okay. So what is he singing now?
So this is a song you might not be familiar with, but I think it's probably my favorite song he's ever done. This is his song, Tennessee Whiskey, and he's at the show, a Madea show. Tyler Perry's up on stage as Madea.
Are you kidding me? There's a Madea show?
Dude, that's how he started. That's literally how Madea started. It was a stage performance. She does a whole, like, I don't know if it's a one-woman show or whatever it is. She's on stage all night. That's how her whole thing started. But in the crowd is Chris Stapleton a couple rows back, and Madea calls him out and says, I want you to sing. And here's him singing, Taking Down the House.
What a voice.
It's incredible. And you can feel, like, when you hear that song, you're like, oh my God, take you to church on that voice. Yeah,
think of how many more babies would have been born during the late 70s, early 80s if Kenny Rogers would have sang that song. Oh, Lordy.
Does Kenny Rogers make anyone want to get it on?
I don't think so.
Back in the day?
Yeah, man.
Really? What song?
Yeah.
What song?
I've always been partial to, what is the name? Something,
all I know is, buy me a rose.
About the poker song?
Call me at work.
Nah, the gambler?
No, that's buy me a rose.
She said poker song.
Know when to hold them.
Yeah, that's
when to fold them.
Just don't know of a sexy Kenny Rogers song.
Didn't he do a great duet with,
Dolly Parton.
Islands in the stream.
Yeah, there you
that is what we are.
Yeah, man.
Sabadoo-ba-da.
Shoobie way with me.
See? Kenny and Dolly.
And we rely on each other. Uh-uh. I knew you'd kick in at the end.
Yeah.
When you see them two, like, in a video, Dolly and Kenny, you'd be like, that's the perfect couple. Like, they both have, like, the same coiffed of hair. Mm-hmm. They're about the same size, the same round face. I mean, both now look like they've had way too much plastic surgery.
Totally.
Both well endowed.
Yeah. Very well endowed.
That's right.
Wow. Some are natural, some are not.
Some are not.
Well, speaking of performers, I cannot stand Lizzo, and I figured out what I don't like about her. I don't like her songs that she writes. She did a performance of, what's his name?
Harry Styles.
And she busted out her flute for this song. Oh my God, it sounds great. Who just busts out a flute solo?
I love it about her.
That's crazy.
Effortless for her, too.
Yeah.
Making flutes cool again.
I want to fight for you. Just let me adore you. You over there.
Oh, there you go.
Is it just the power of how great that song is?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's a great song.
It just showed that she's a really good vocalist. Yeah. I just don't like her sassy freaking attitude songs and it just feels so gross. I don't know.
I think that those songs are fully written for someone like me.
Yeah.
Totally not for you, but I will be curious what kind of songs she writes or she gets people to write with her for her next album, because she does have that voice and they really should showcase it.
Didn't she sound like, was it Chaka Khan?
Oh, kind of
has
yes.
that yeah, vibe
oh,
to her.
Did you guys see oh. Chaka Khan at the NBA All-Star game?
No.
She had a yeah. total Fergie moment. Mm-hmm. She
no.
botched the hell out of the national anthem.
So
I mean,
bad.
I thought it would go viral. I thought people were going to talk about it. Like, Fergie's was bad, but Chaka Khan looked like you realize why she got eliminated in week 3 of The Masked Singer. Because they were like, oh, what just got stuck in the dishwasher? It was literally up and down, and it was all over the place.
I'll have to look that up.
Oh.
Okay, so there's a naughty commercial being used, and people are upset, but you think it's funny. I don't even know what this is about. I haven't seen it.
So it's really funny. You got to paint the picture because it's obviously a TV commercial. So it's wrinkle guard, like wrinkle release Downy, and all it's trying to tell you is it's this older couple, their grandparents, and they're making a lot of noise at the beginning of this commercial, and it sounds like they're getting a little busy. And their grandson walks in on them, but they're not getting busy. They just had their shirts all wrinkled up because they're trying to reach up and grab stuff. And then later on, they're actually getting busy and use the same excuse.
Oh, grandma and grandpa?
It's funny. And people are like, you think sex is sell Donnie or Downey and it's not funny.
Donnie.
Oh, what's going on?
Let me help.
Here we go. Lift and push and push.
There, it's up there. Oh, boy.
Josh. Yeah. Wrinkles send the wrong message. Help prevent them before they start with new Downy Wrinkle Guard.
Hey, bud.
Hey, Papa.
So you won't get caught with wrinkles again.
Oh.
So then you hear the little giggle from Grandma's like, ooh, he didn't catch us doing that.
I can't believe you didn't see this, Ryan.
No.
No, this was on during the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't watch a lot of the Super Bowl.
I thought you were invested in it.
At the very beginning, where I had to count up the bets so that I could make sure that Dez got a pie in the face, I made sure to see those. And then as it went on, you know, I was kind of in and out.
Are you telling me you didn't care if the Kansas City Turtles won?
I love the Turtles.
The Turtles are great teams.
They're there.
Yeah, they're
the Turtle power.
Yeah, right?
Right? Boy. They're not the Turtles.
Who are the chefs? Not.
What are they?
The chefs, the Kansas City chefs.
Ooh, they do have some good chefs down there.
They make a great steak. Look at those guys.
I've heard that.
Yeah, they're great.
Never had one. Road trip.
Let's do it.
Let's go.
You've been listening to Crisco, Dez, and Ryan.
After Hours.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.